What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Boilermaker Buzz podcast. This is episode 12. This is a really important episode. We had to get this to you. I apologize about my lighting situation. It just is what it is. March Madness comes for drastic times. This is the times we in. We want to talk hoop. Lou Jack want to argue. My guy KP, Keith Patterson, he joined the line. He want to talk about some North Carolina, so everybody don't think we all Big Ten doubt, even though North Carolina going to get knocked out early. But just to we're going to start out real quick off the top. Let's just go ahead and get into it. Conference bias aside, alumni bias aside, Lou Jack, I give you the floor. Who went in the NCAA championship? What you got? What you see happening? How you see this playing out?
That's tough. You put me first on that. This Purdue year, I got Purdue making it to the Final Four. I got them making it to the Final Four. I think they run into Kentucky. I think it's problems. Mm. I think the guard play with Kentucky. I like Reed Shepard, Rob Dillingham. Reed's a leading point getter. They got three guys in the guard position that can get you 20 on any given night. I think they got enough bigs in the sense that it's fouls right there, but it's some skill set right there against Zach Edey. My Purdue side, I got Purdue in one bracket, but I like that UConn-Kentucky matchup, too, if I got to just take my bias out of it.
UConn not even getting past the Elite Eight. What you?
That's
what
you?
See, y'all forgetting all about North Carolina, huh?
We'll talk about them in a second, but you think Illinois going to beat UConn?
Well, wait, hold on. So, Keith, you said North Carolina going to win it?
I got North Carolina versus Houston.
Oh, you tripping. Oh, you tripping.
I took Purdue Final Four to lose to Houston, though.
Oh, Houston not even getting out the Sweet 16.
Man, I like that they got them veteran guards, man.
Man,
I don't care.
Them veteran, only one of them guards can score. They just scored 44 points in the whole game.
You know, they
got Houston losing to?
Man, I got Houston being upset by the Japanese Steph Curry.
Nebraska?
Tomonaga. Because check it. Like I said, all bias aside, I think Nebraska take care of business in that first game. Because you look at Texas A&M, they can rebound the hell out the ball. But Nebraska, big as shit. Like, Texas A&M, they want to pound you on the glass. But Nebraska, I know K-State small, he light. But Bryce Williams go 6'7", Juwan Gary go 6'7", Rick Mass go 7 feet, Josiah Alec go 6'10", 260. So, like, I ain't necessarily worried about them on the glass. And they got real dudes. Like, Juwan Gary can play with us. Bryce Williams can play with us. K-State ain't scared of nobody. And Josiah Alec is that teammate. You go into practice, and you see the team split apart, and you just hope he on your side. Because you know he going to do whatever it takes to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, them dudes that just, like, rebounding drills, just foul you, just throw you out the way, don't care about scoring. Like, they going to rebound the ball well. They can do that toughness shit. They can do that with Texas A&M. And then you get to Houston. Houston can't score, bro. Like, I don't know if y'all watched that first half. Illinois-Nebraska. Illinois put up 51 points on 56% from the field, bro. I'm telling you, they got dudes that can score. They come out and make 10, 2, or 3s. Game over.
I ain't mad at that. I like what you're saying about Nebraska. That's an interesting matchup. Kelvin Sampson got them boys guarding down there. So whoever making shots, that's going to be that game with that. I ain't going to debate you with that one. Illinois, we still saying the same thing. Tan Shan Jr., bro, me and you had that conversation months ago. I thought he was the second best player in the Big Ten, top 15 lottery pick. No debate. But if him and DeMar's not going, it's a long night for them.
Like, oh, but they going. No, but check it. Marcus Domas ain't go the first night of the Big Ten tournament. I forget who they played in that first game. But Marcus Domas ended up having like 12. But no, check it. Marcus Domas went for 12. Terrence Shannon, that fucking coach. Terrence Shannon is that good.
Terrence had 40.
Terrence had 40.
Yeah, he had 18 and a half. He had
20. Not debating him.
And then 22. But no, some dudes is good enough to win a game for you.
Not against UConn.
Shit, Tristan Newton can't.
Dog, one, dog.
Tristan, he ain't dog. No Terrence Shannon. Dog,
he locked up.
No. I ain't saying he Terrence Shannon Jr.
You got one pick. All right, let's go through it. You got one pick on the board. It's Tristan Newton and it's Terrence Shannon. Who you taking?
I'm taking Terrence Shannon on that.
All right, so now you got another pick. You got Cam Spencer. Or you got Marcus Domas. Who you taking? Oh, come on.
I'm a Damascus guy. But now let's talk about the front court. Who you take? You taking Hawkins or what's big boy?
Klingon. Donovan Klingon. But look, check it. That front court?
Klingon.
Whoever make. Oh shit.
No. Answer that, bro.
It depends on which Coleman you get. I'm taking Coleman. I'm taking the stretch five. I'm taking the five man that can do everything. You think Klingon can guard? Look, check it. They could send a double team on Klingon in the post. You know how that go, Lou. Y'all had to send double teams to JJ. JJ was lighting the pants. Like, they were trying to pound Jared Sellinger inside. Like, y'all going to scrape down. Y'all going to give him a little bit of help. But you know good and well, Jared Sellinger can't guard JJ on the perimeter. And just think if JJ was making threes handling the ball.
Coleman Hawkins is not Juwan Johnson.
Coleman Hawkins got a better offensive skill set than Juwan Johnson.
No, the hell he don't, because he can hit a
what
three
you mean?
Man, what
he
do you
can
mean?
Handle the ball. Juwan couldn't dribble. I love Juwan. Juwan couldn't dribble like Coleman.
You can dribble the ball a little bit, but he not out there.
Nah, bro. I'm talking about, actually, Coleman is out there crossing over.
Stop.
Nah, bro. And I ain't no biggest. Wait. I ain't the biggest. I'm talking about he a better scorer, interior scorer. He can knock down a mid-range jumper. But Coleman was playing the point for them. I ain't the biggest Coleman Hawkins fan. I ain't going to say I am. But he can handle the ball. If it's one thing he can do, he can, I mean guard level handle the ball. He handled the ball better than Fletcher Lawyer. He'll be Purdue's third best ball handler on this
Fletcher
team.
Fletcher ain't got the best hand.
Coleman Hawkins will be Purdue's third best ball handler on this year's team. The third best.
That is crazy.
Lou Jack, who you putting over Coleman Hawkins as far as dribbling the basketball, making a play with the basketball, whether he's being pressured or not? Who you putting over from Purdue's roster?
Braden Lance. I think my boy Cam Heidi could do something.
Oh,
I think
we ain't seen him dribble more than two times this whole year.
What number is that?
Exactly.
23.
Yeah, I like 23. I was about to say it. 23.
He come off the bench. He knocked down shots from the deep. He going to knock down open ones. He going to dunk on you. He not crossing you over here. You wouldn't know between cross, behind the back. Come on.
I get what you're saying about JJ. I seen him go between the legs.
JJ a better player than Coleman. I'm not questioning that. That's not a conversation. I'm never saying that. JJ the guy. But I'm sorry, as far as having a five-man guard, a guard on the perimeter, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. Think of Frank Kaminsky with the troubles he brought. Frank Kaminsky couldn't shoot it like that.
You can't compare him to Frank Kaminsky.
Yes, you can. I'm comparing skill sets. I'm comparing the problems that it caused your defense. Because if he
Frank
hit two threes. No, check it. If Coleman hit, they set that pick and pop at the top of the key. You got a screen and roll. You got Marcus Domas coming off the roll. You got Terrence Shannon shooting at 57% from three the last 2 weeks. You got him on a roll and replace. You got Coleman Hawkins popping. Lou Jack, what do? If Coleman Hawkins is making that three.
If he's making it, because right now he really ain't been wanting to shoot it.
He 40% from the three.
He takes smart shots. Don't hit me with percentages, bro. Don't do that.
No, that's all. No. You hit percentages when you start shooting four a game. Percentages matter. Percentages don't matter when you want to do a game.
What did Coleman Hawkins do against Purdue at Illinois? I didn't see none of them threes getting shot. When big games come on, bro, I don't want to hear that right now.
I don't know, bro. I think that Iowa game was a big game. He had 20. He went straight at, like, that's what I'm saying. You get those big dudes, like those seven-footers like Owen Freeman, those big stiffs, like those stiffs that can't move. He gonna go right around him. Foul trouble after foul trouble. And then you get in that, once you get in the one and one, there is nothing you could do with Terrence Shannon. He getting fouled every time.
I like the Terrence Shannon, but we also talking about playing a defending national championship that got championship pedigree. You gotta be worried about that.
No, I ain't worried about that.
I almost said the wrong thing.
I ain't worried about that.
Man, you know how many people freeze up in a tournament. Let's stop there.
Yeah, straight up.
Because dudes do that.
It's two dudes I'm not worried about freezing up. It's Terrence Shannon and it's Marcus Domas.
Right, we're not talking about them.
But no, look at Wisconsin. Look at the Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship. Those were the two guys. No one else did nothing. If those two guys go out and look at the FAU game earlier this season in the Garden, both of them go for 30. If you get both of those dudes going,
They lost against FAU.
No, they didn't. They beat FAU. What you mean? Both of them went for 30. They won the game. Hell yeah. Nah. You get Marcus Domas, Terrence Shannon. That's enough. You just need everybody else to rebound.
Both of them to get 30 on UConn is crazy, though.
No, it ain't. Because Cam Spencer can't guard himself. Cam Spencer was at Rutgers. We know Cam Spencer.
But is Cam Spencer getting that assignment on one of them?
He has to. He has to. Think about size-wise. Illinois goes
they,
six.
No, they got a freshman. They got a, who? I can't think of the freshman.
Yeah, they do got the freshman.
They gonna got put a him really on, good freshman.
You not putting no, you putting a freshman on top. You putting a freshman on Marcus Domas to go in the post?
Why not?
What I'm saying is, you need that size. If you saying, if he can't guard,
Who do we guard then? Who do we guard? Who do we guard? He guard Ty Rogers? Ty Rogers gonna eat his ass on the glass. Eat him up. Offensive rebound after offensive rebound.
Nobody's guarding Ty Rogers.
Shit, everybody guarding Ty Rogers now. It's changed. Now you gotta guard Ty Rogers because when you don't,
you're talking about everybody in the Big Ten. Stop talking about everybody in the Big Ten. I guarantee, this is a whole different tournament.
Oh, are you crazy as hell? You get in the tournament, how you don't guard Ty Rogers. You, Ty
so
Rogers
how am
gonna
I crazy
you?
Because you saying everybody guarding him different when only teams we see no, guarding
no.
him different.
Only
it's
team
Big
guarding
Ten
him.
Teams.
Oh, no, no. Wisconsin, only team that guarded him like that was Purdue. Purdue did that with him with Zach Edey, put the 5 on him, flipped the matchup. Ain't nobody did that since. Ain't nobody doing that dumb shit no more. That worked for Purdue because Purdue has Zach Edey in the middle clogging shit up. He
so
can
you
rebound.
Don't think UConn could do that?
No, because you don't have nowhere to hide. You don't have nowhere to hide Cam Spencer.
But you can hit you. You got
to hide Cam Spencer.
If Domas just want to sit there, I like Domas. I'm a Domas guy. And we talking Facts. About Illinois a little bit too damn much. But
no,
if
let's
you
get into
about
Illinois.
The post-up game, Clean, he's there.
Okay, so wait. Klingon is inside, guarding the post-up game, protecting the rim, right?
Right.
I get what you're saying, percentages don't matter. Coleman is a 40% three-point shooter. If you give him 10 shots, he's going to make 4.
I know guys that was 45% last year, and they were scared to shoot a jump shot in the first round.
You talking about, hey, he wasn't, though. He wasn't. You look at, I know who you're talking about. You look at his numbers, January, February, March, terrible. He was shooting about 31% towards the end of the year. I'm talking about average. Go look at his number at the very end of the year, the overall stat. It was like in 32, 33. It wasn't up there. Like, I'm telling you. I'm talking about horse shots.
Like a Purdue guy.
You talking about the kid. He was being guarded. He was being chased off of screens. He's being physical. We talking about Coleman shooting wide open jumpers. If Klingon going to double team the post, be a rim protector, he's going to be wide open. And then you got Luke Goody coming in the game. He's going to be wide open. Illinois got shooters, bro. I'm telling you. I'm seeing it. And then Tristan Newton. The thing about Terrence Shannon, bro, what I like now, since I said that shit in the media, whatever, bro been locking up. I ain't going to hold you.
No, he guard.
He took Keisei Tominaga out of the game. He took AJ Store. AJ Store got 24, but he took 21 shots to get it. That's good D.
AJ was hot when he
was getting
AJ
some
started,
good looks.
My boy,
though. He was just
Chucky
broke.
Hepburn, when Chucky got hot, I will get Terrence said. Like when Chucky got hot, I see
he put him on him. Yup.
He's doing that. I'm a Terrence Stanley Jr. fan. I'm not going to debate
Newton,
you with him.
Tristan like, Newton not getting. Tristan Newton is not getting a 25 point game on 12, 13 shots on Terrence Shannon. Not happening. He going to get 25, he going to get 20 on 18, 19 shots. And what that's going to do, that's going to take away shots from Cam Spencer. That's going to take away post feeds because my man going to try to go one-on-one with Terrence Shannon, and he can't keep up.
So you don't think neither one of the Illinois guards may get into a one-on-one matchup if they struggling?
The thing is, that's Illinois game. Illinois leads the country in fewest assists to field goals.
So
they want to play one-on-one.
If Domas struggles, you hoping Coleman Hawkins step up and replace
Nope. If Domas struggle, I'm hoping Luke Goody come in and just make 2 threes off the bench, Luke. Just give me 2 or 3 threes off the bench. Just give me 2. Justin Harmon. Just Justin Harmon. Come in and give me 8. Just give me 8. 6 to 8 points. Quincy Guerrier. Quincy Guerrier, a dog. He can make shots. He can score. Quincy, give me 8. And then you just get pieces.
But you're making my point the same thing.
No. Coleman. No. If not Coleman. If Terrence give me I'm just checking Terrence for 30. Terrence got 30. Check. And say Marcus give me 12. He got a rough night. I'm at 42. Coleman give me 15. I'm at 57. Quincy give me 10. I'm at 67. And then I get 20 points off the bench. Just 20 off the bench. Then I'm at 87 points. I'm there.
I get what you're saying, but that's my point. You got to hope that the others, not
the
stars.
Oh, but that's everybody, Lou. That's what about Purdue? That's everybody.
That's my point, but what I'm saying is UConn is still proven right now. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but that's what I'm talking about. When we start talking about the others that's been in these spotlights in this time right now.
No, you can't say the others been in that spotlight. UConn got a freshman starting. He ain't never been in this fucking game before. And that's Cam Spencer, Cam Spencer didn't even play in a tournament last year. He was at Raptors. That was trash.
Brad Underwood ain't never coached at this level.
No, what you saying? They've been Brad Underwood been in a tournament?
Has he been? We talking about meeting in the Elite Eight. I'm not talking about first round. You and I know things get different the farther we go in this.
Oh, then you saying Cam Spencer? Then Cam Spencer? Then we can't? Then we cannot count on Cam Spencer. We cannot count on Cam Spencer. He ain't never been out. He ain't never won a game in a tournament. Never. Maybe the playing game. I don't know if he was on that. No, Cam Spencer came to Rutgers. They didn't make the tournament. That was his only year there. He didn't make the tournament. Only person you can count on is Klingon and Tristan Newton. None of those other guys from UConn had anything significant to do with March Madness. None of them. Just those two. And Klingon only played 20 minutes a game. So you really got one guy that's been there. I know the other guys maybe been on the team. I'm talking about been there, been in the game, felt it, and that's Tristan Newton. And Tristan Newton got to go up against one of the best players in college basketball on both ends of the court. You get Tristan Newton two fouls in the first half, it's wraps. Telling you. And then one thing about Terrence Shannon, bro, about the other conferences, one thing I know, you know that new charge rule? They ain't seen nobody that – because you know how you got to be set before they do the gather step, which is dumb, bro. It's dumb. You got to, like, be all the way set before they, like, do the little gather. So, like, Klingon ain't never seen that. Like, I'm telling you, you get them boys in some – I'm telling you, I got Illinois. I ain't worried about – man, Cam Spencer can't fuck with Marcus Thomas.
Who you think seen more athletes in the Big East? Who you think played more athletes overall, the Big East or the Big Ten?
Oh, the Big Ten this year. Athletes?
Okay.
The Big Ten this year. Big East week. They only got three teams in. They ain't had no real athletes in there. Like Marquette slow. Marquette ain't no athletic team. Creighton not athletic. You know what I mean? Creighton big and slow.
Providence Seton Hall could have been in the tournament though. We not.
I mean, but
not.
Providence Seton Hall is Seton just Hall as athletic. Wait. Providence and Seton Hall just as athletic as Maryland and Rutgers and Ohio State.
Okay, I'm with you.
Like Maryland and Rutgers, two of the most athletic teams in the country. That's just how they was built, just to be athletic, just be big, strong, athletic, and neither one of them Rutgers, could shoot the shit.
Yeah.
And even Ohio State with Felix Akpar, Roddy Gale, and those dudes, Evan Mahaffey, they got some, Scotty Middleton, they got athletes at Ohio State now. Even, no, bro, Minnesota. Look at Minnesota front line. Pharrell Payne, Max Christie, Josh Olajosa, they got athletes in the 10. Now, this is the best, to me, this is the best year of athletes and guards in the Big Ten. That's why I think it's going to be special.
Okay.
But all right, out of Illinois, we sound like an Illinois pot. I know you're an Illinois dude. I know you,
No, chill. Don't put that narrative out there. I'm not a diehard Illinois fan. Let's not start that narrative. I got respect all for right. Some of them teams, but let's not do that narrative.
All right, so Lou got UConn being Illinois in that Elite Eight. I'm hoping it's the Elite. I know you don't got Iowa State being Illinois, bro.
No, not at all. And I will say this. I can see a chance Illinois can beat UConn, but I just think UConn win that game.
All right, so yeah, I'm glad we're there. We got you from thinking It was ridiculous to thinking, yeah, you can see it. Right, I'm cool with that.
No, I just think, bro, I would love in a perfect world two Big Ten teams meeting the championship, but I think that's a little bit of Cinderella story.
Just think back to 2015. It almost happened. Wisconsin lose on a buzzer beater. Michigan State lost. They both in the Final Four. When we was going, bro, like we had teams in the double teams in the Final Four a whole bunch of times. It's gotta happen.
That is 9 years ago, sir.
What you mean? Michigan just went in Michigan State, something like that.
Man, no.
Hey man, but let's get down to the West, man, because all this North Carolina blue starting to bother me. It's starting to make my eyes hurt. I got Michigan State winning their first game, no question. And I got Michigan State being that weak ass baby blue, sky blue,
whatever you want to call it.
Why they don't got a chance? Who on North Carolina can go toe to toe with Tyson Walker?
RJ Davis.
All right, okay. Who on North Carolina can go? Who can go toe to toe with Jay Nakins? Cormac Ryan can't. Elliot don't even start.
Yeah, he do.
Oh, okay, Elliot. Okay, then you telling me Cormac Ryan's gonna guard AJ Hogarth at the top of the key? Stop. Chill. Mm. He gonna look at him like he looked at Tyler Kolick.
He gonna have to guard him because
he looked at Tyler Kolick. 26. Nah. Check.
Nah, 10. Cormac from Michigan State, right?
No, you go AJ Hogarth, Tyson Walker, Jay Nakins, and then Malik Hall, and then whoever they dig is.
Aikens number, or is he zero?
Aikens number three, I think.
Three. That's the one he gonna guard.
O-line, that's the best. That's the best athlete. That's the best athlete.
Yeah,
on
I
the
know,
team.
But he gonna guard. Mm-hmm. We gonna send help. We got Ingram. We got Bacon at the rim.
I like Ingram. I like Ingram too.
I like Ingram too. Malik Hall gonna take Ingram lunch money.
Never.
That's the matchup.
That is the matchup. That's the matchup.
He gonna take his lunch money. Is crazy.
Take it. Malik Hall 6'9", 250. Ingram, I love him, but he little
Ingram,
with a pen.
Ingram what? 6'8"?
6'8", 175 with a white t-shirt on.
No, ain't no 175. He got some good size to him.
I watched Ingram against Duke. I watched Ingram against Duke at Duke.
That was big time. Oh, but look, check it.
He might average. What he average? 8-9 rebounds a game?
And then check it. Think about that Duke game. Cormac Ryan went off. Cormac Ryan not going off of Michigan State. Ain't no way.
He gets great looks. So it's all about that jumper.
It's the best.
He gets great looks.
It's the best perimeter defense in the country.
He gets, I don't care who we play.
RJ Davis is
going to open looks every game.
No, he going, because people be having to help on RJ Davis. They don't need no help on RJ Davis.
You crazy.
Tyson Walker.
If you don't send help, he getting 40.
RJ, I hope he get 40, but I know he going to take 37 shots to get it.
No.
Duke and North Carolina State game. Championship, 30 points, 26 shots.
Man.
Look, earlier this season. Earlier this season, he had 28, 24 shots, loss. He had 22,
he had
17
like
shots,
that,
loss.
Go look at
and
that
they,
game.
They lost
that,
them all.
Go look at that game when he dropped that career high, too, though.
And go look who they was playing. They're not a tournament team. We not
that.
They're not
once,
Michigan State.
Once it's rolling, once that jumper rolling, it's rolling.
And they going to get to rolling. Because Tyson Walker, you see, Tyson Walker.
I'm taking RJ over Tyson. I'm taking RJ over.
Really? Trey Holloman.
And that's what I was going to say. I was about to say my boy Trey. Go ahead, bro.
No, Trey, I think he's one of the more important people, because I want to ask you this too, Ray. Like, I keep watching Tyson. I like Tyson, but I feel like sometimes he shy away in moments when he need to, like offensive, like in the Big Ten tournament. When you seen him at the top of the key, when he got aggressive in that stretch run against who's they play, Minnesota, and it was like layup jumper. And I think Trey Gogard, RJ knocked down some shots. But if Tyson Walker don't stay aggressive the whole game,
I'm with you.
It's
I'm
a whole you. Different Michigan State.
You need 30. I need 30 from Tyson.
Yeah.
I need 30.
He ain't giving it.
No, he's getting 30. RJ Davis don't play no defense. And Cormac Ryan can't play defense. Like, y'all got two guards, one that choose not to, and Cormac Ryan just physically can't. Like, he can't guard Jay Nakins. I hope he hears it.
Who's the point from North Carolina, though?
The freshman.
Yeah, I ain't worried about no freshman point guard against Michigan State Spartans. I'm not worried about
he's a bucket.
I'm not worried about no freshman point guard up against three seniors from Michigan State in March. And Trey Holloman Trey Holloman might be one of the biggest dogs off the bench in the country. Got a Zach Edey face it. I don't care what you try to do. Let's do it. He said, let's do it. I'm here. Let's do
that's
it.
Zach Edey.
Man,
we talking
ain't
about,
nobody, man.
We talking about Baycott from the,
Baycott got ran out there by Pete Nansen now. Pete Nansen came in there and ran the locker room. Hey, man, if Baycott was like that, Baycott would have got Pete Nance in line. They would have made the tournament last year. I ain't trying to hear none of that.
We ain't talking about last year.
Caleb Love got out there and said, these boys are soft.
He wanted that bag.
Because, you seen when he left, they ain't make that tournament. Shit. They had the same guys.
He was on the team when we ain't make the tournament. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because he wasn't playing for real. He wasn't playing. He didn't want to play with y'all.
He was out there broke.
He was pissed. Out there salty.
I ain't gonna talk bad about Love, because I love Love, man. Love was my dude.
Love, the only reason y'all got that Final Four a couple years ago. Only reason.
He went crazy.
Year? Only reason.
Went crazy. RJ,
RJ tough, but RJ not. You got four different cards you can put on him. You got.
I can see him going on a Kemba run, man. Remember when Kemba went on? Yeah.
You made me drop my phone, bro.
You remember when Kemba went on that run?
Don't do that. Kemba won the Big East tournament. Won six straight, then won six straight.
Yeah,
RJ lost.
He did, but I'm saying he can go on that. He can make up for it.
He can't. Kemba was different. Kemba was generational.
I ain't saying he wasn't, but I'm saying he can do it.
And Kemba, you say that though, but Kemba
did it.
Wait. Kemba had pros on that team. Like, we ain't gonna act like Jeremy Lamb was no pro. Like, they won a national championship too. Shabazz Napier was on that team. They won that championship.
Napier was young. It was a young Napier, though.
Don't matter. They was on the team. You talking about Lou Jack talking about dudes that's been there.
You act like they're North pros. Carolina ain't got pros.
Who they pro? RJ Davis. Wait. No. What player in the starting five of North Carolina right now is a bona fide first round draft pick?
I ain't say all that. I said pros.
UConn had three of them.
You see how he trying to switch it up?
No, UConn. Jeremy Lamb was the first. Wait. Jeremy Lamb was a first round draft pick. Kemba Walker, obviously. Shabazz Napier was a first round draft pick. They but had
Shabazz
pros.
Was
pros
later
win.
On in life, though.
But he was. No, you're not getting what I'm saying. I'm saying Kadone like
gonna go first round.
Okay, that's Kadone one. I'm giving you that. I'm giving you
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I'm giving you one. I'm giving you that. I'm saying the teams that win national championships to me. The teams that win national championships, that win big, whether if it's a freshman or not, they got multiple pros, at least three high-level pros. And I don't mean NBA guys. I mean, yeah, I'm counting NBA guys, but to me, like, you go play in the EuroLeague, you go play high-level overseas ball.
Nah, we won with Bryce Johnson. Them ain't none of them go first round.
What you mean? I have
Bryce
to go look.
Johnson, Marcus Paige didn't even get drafted.
Justin Jackson got drafted. What are you talking about?
Justin Jackson, that was the one.
Dio Pissin went to the league too, ain't he?
But ain't none of them yeah. get drafted. Yeah. You said drafted.
Justin Jackson got drafted. The one I just read to you.
Bryce Johnson, he didn't get drafted.
No, not time. Bryce. Not Bryce. Justin got drafted. Marcus Paige got drafted second round. I don't know. I'm just talking shit. I don't know. He probably did though. I'll be surprised if Marcus Paige. It was the freshman. I don't know, though. We have to Google that or something.
No, we ain't getting. That's what I'm saying. That team, we just had a well-balanced team.
No, bro. Y'all had pros. Y'all had five. We just looked at it, Keith. That team that won the national championship, y'all had five McDonald's All-Americans. Y'all had five McDonald's All-Americans.
Justin Jackson did get drafted, though. Justin Jackson
Justin Jackson went. Who else on the team? We had to look at it. Like, I don't know.
Marcus Paige ain't get drafted. Theo Pinson ain't get drafted.
I have to pull it up. I can't pull it up right now.
What year is that?
2016. Who was on that team?
2016.
I think Barry was on that team.
Barry didn't get drafted either.
He was hurt. Yeah, he got hurt all the time. If he didn't get hurt, though, he would have got drafted.
No, he won the shit without being hurt. He just ain't get drafted.
Nah, he didn't get hurt. He was hurt that whole senior year.
What, he got hurt in the summer league type of deal then?
I thought he was hurt his whole senior year.
No, he played his whole senior. They said he played hurt.
You got Bryce Johnson, got to the league. Justin Jackson got to the league.
NBA player.
Marcus Paige got to the league.
NBA player. No, he's not about drafted, though. Ain't none of them two ain't get drafted.
Isaiah Hicks. Oh, I'm just looking at league.
Isaiah Hicks. I forgot about Isaiah Hicks.
They got five league guys on the roster, though, drafted or not drafted. They got in the league.
Yeah, and we had league players all the time.
I said five high-level pros, bro.
You said first-rounders, you see.
No, Justin I said UConn had three. UConn had three first-round draft picks, multiple pros. North Carolina right now, when they won the big, they had five legit pros. Like, no question, this guy is a pro. This North Carolina team, you only named one. They could probably go play a long time overseas, maybe. You just never know how seven-footers work overseas. Isaac Haas already retired from basketball. Like, I don't know. You, RJ Davis.
Ingram could be a good G League or overseas player.
I ain't talking about could be, would be, should be. We talking about what we know.
He's going to be something. Ingram's going to be something.
Hey, Ingram a good player. I ain't saying he ain't. I'm just saying that when you got to win national championships, look at UConn last year. Look at UConn. Pros.
Yeah.
You look at Baylor a couple years ago. Pros. Them guards, Mitchell and them, pros. I'm telling you, ain't going to be no team.
Mitchell, only the one Mitchell only playing, ain't it? Devin Mitchell.
It don't matter. Pro.
I'm just saying, man. Lottery. You get a well-balanced team.
You name me a team that won a national championship without multiple real pros.
We just
named Virginia even had pros. I can't even
Virginia
do
had Kyle Guy, Kevin Herter.
Kyle Guy didn't get drafted, though.
Kyle Guy went second round. Yes, he did. So did Ty Jerome.
Talking about first rounders. You just told
Kevin.
Him.
Okay, Kevin. Close? Kevin. No, you misheard what I said. You're going to keep going back to that. That's not what I said. I said, when you compare this North Carolina team to that UConn team, you cannot do it. You can't compare R.J. Davis to Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is still, like, just left the NBA, still playing professional basketball. Those are two different level players. Like, those are two different levels. Like, I get R.J. Davis, good player, All-American, ACC player of the year, but he ain't Kemba. That's two different. I mean, yeah, I don't
Kemba
know.
Crazy, but I said he got a chance to go on that Kemba, though. That's what I'm saying.
Kemba went on that run and got drafted lottery. Shit.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm saying Michigan State over North Carolina. No question about it. The game going to slow down. They're going to make North Carolina play in the half court. They're going to throw that ball inside to Baycott. And Carson Cooper managed to soak on them boys. They can't score, but they're going to try to – they're going to lock up inside, no doubt. And then they beat Arizona. They go to the Final Four. But now back – oh, let's go to the Midwest, where we all here for. Purdue. I heard you, Lou Jack. You said you got Purdue going all the way. You think it's anybody that can stand in their way? Or you think it's anything that can present them problems? Or are you worried about it? Because one thing, before you go, I'll say this. I'll be straight. I could feel myself getting excited for Illinois draw. I felt myself like, oh, I could see it for Michigan State. Once I looked at it, I was like, oh, I could see it. But then Purdue, I don't know, bro. I just won't let myself get excited. What you got going? How you feel?
Yeah. I feel you. I think TCU win that first game. I think TCU is going to be actually a good test for us in that second round. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup right there. I think we get through TCU. And then we beat Tennessee. I think we match up well with them. I'm not worried about it, but you never really want to run into teams you done seen before. Kind of got a little anger, probably been keeping you on their chalkboard. Like, if we catch them again, we owe them. But I feel like this year they got to do it, bro. Like, it's set up. Like, I think Kansas lose early. I know they losing players, so I think it's set up perfectly for us to at least get to that Final Four. But I will say this to Purdue fans. Love me, hate me, or not. I hate to hear Purdue fans just saying, oh, we make it to a Final Four, that's going to be good enough. No, the...
I'm with you, bro. I'm glad you said that. Hell yeah. That is not the goal.
We're not playing just to get to a Final Four.
Just to be here.
I can tell you this personally. I ain't talked to him on the phone, but I know Matt Painter is not going to be happy to get to a Final Four. I want that on his resume for him, but he is not going to be happy to just say, I made it to a Final Four. So all that shit, we just got to get to a Final Four. Stop it. Yep. They got to win this shit.
They got to win a national championship. I'm with you whole time.
This the year.
That's it. That's all, bro. That's how I feel. Like, I don't want to hear, I'm not walking around, say, oh, yeah, we made it to the Final Four this year. Yeah, like, no. Hell no. It'd be cool to say, but no, that's not the goal, bro. I want to see that trophy in Zach Edey, Bray Smith hand at the end of the year. I need to get there, bro. Like,
we got to clip this. We got to clip this and put this out. We got to put the fans on notice. Because I'm with you. It can't be the goal. That's like people saying, oh, LeBron, he got to the finals all them times. That's good enough. Like, nah, we mad at him for not winning the championship. Like, the thing is, like, Jordan won a championship. Like, ain't nobody happy about getting that Final Four ring. I bet not see Coach Brantley. They get to a Final Four and he walk around with the Final Four ring and no national championship. Because that's why he on LeBron. That's why everybody like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan won the big one. That's why we criticize LeBron. He get there, but he ain't win the big one. Get into the Final Four, that ain't good enough. That's why I always say, just because you make the Final Four don't mean you just solidified as a great coach. Win the tournament. Like, so now, even going to the Big Ten tournament when the fans was like, oh, we don't care about this. No, you see Braden Smith get hurt. What Payton do? Payton put him right back in the game. Go home, boy. Go play. I'm trying to win this. I'm trying to win that. Because Payton one of those dudes. I don't even know if people realize that. I know Payne's super cool. He down to earth. He'll laugh with you. He's funny. But Payne want to beat you at checkers. Like, Payne want to beat you at jump rocks. Payne want to beat you walking to the locker room. Payne want to win. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. That was right on. And then, like, what would it mean to you as an alum? As somebody, I'll say, because that's how I feel. If it wasn't, like, I know JJ and all don't get, like, the love. But, like, I was there. I got to be on business. I got to see it. Like, you was the one in the middle that could get everybody to come together. Like, you was the guy that Bloom went to. Lou Jack, we need this. We got to make sure Etwan and JJ and Rob. Like, JJ got to bring his guys. You know, Etwan had his guys. You know, Robbie had his guys. You was the one that was everybody's guy. So, like, when I think about Paint, and then your relationship with you and Paint, I always saw you and Paint. Like, Paint's your guy. Like, I got that Uncle Paint shit from you and y'all relationship. Like, y'all was like a nephew and an uncle type of thing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what would it mean for you to see where Paint was, where we with y'all, to where, because he was recruiting you early before they was even good. You know what I'm saying? So you got to see that part. You got to see the baby boys obviously be a part of it. You was calling me when we was trash, telling me you losing money on bets and all that shit. And then you see where it's at now. What would a Final Four, check it. What a national championship mean to you as one of one of the best Boilermakers to ever play at Purdue, the best point guard to ever play at Purdue, Coach Painter's best leader to ever play under him? What's that mean to you, and what would you take it at?
Man, it'd mean everything we set out to do. It was worth it, bro. Like, that foundation, even, like, them recruiting us, like, you got to believe in the guys you recruit and who you going to play for. So, bro, you know, this shit, we family.
Facts.
So that's just like watching Paint them win that. Like, bro, that's, I don't get to hold the trophy up, but I'm a part of that. I'm part of that foundation. Like, when they lose, bro, I'm pissed. When they win, I'm happy. Like, that shit means something to me.
Yep.
So to see him get that final, get that trophy, put it in the air, is going to be like, all that shit, I don't need no praise like the old head, but to know, like, I was in Mackey when the gym wasn't renovated. When
we only had
the locker room. I remember the bullshit cold tubs. Like, just to know you was part of help building this program to be that. That's what he envisioned. Like, he envisioned a point guard as a winner. Brady Smith, we all part of the same pipeline. Pause. Like, he looked for the same type of players.
I mean,
he looked
straight
for
up.
Winners. So that shit matter, bro. Everything, even what we doing off the court, what you doing, your success, what Rob doing, like, all that shit start from him recruiting back in the day and just building a team up. So we we get this championship. You gonna think I won it? I won it. I won it. My dog, that's my dog. Like, coaches, man, we used to butt heads every now and then. I can say this, bro, but he a real dude. He know how to be a coach when he coaching you. But now that I done graduated, that's my dog. I root for him like I root for you. Like, that shit gonna mean a lot, for sure.
Nah, straight up. Me too. Nah, I feel the same sentiments. I feel everything you just said. One thing I even noticed is even more about you and kind of what you meant to the program. You look at the point guard position. It didn't change a lot over the years from where you were. You know what I'm saying? From you, John Noctis, to PJ, Johnny Hill, all different types of point guards. But you see Coach Painter, he went back to that point guard mode that he know worked. And that's quick, fast, make a decision, guard you, ain't scared. So, nah, bro, I think your impact to the program, obviously still in Brady, like, Brady Smith is the 2024 Lou Jack. He's a white dude. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, straight up. And he just got more opportunity to score the ball. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't had no Etwan. You know what I'm saying? So, you feel me? I know what it would have looked like if it was you and JJ in the ball screen all game, you know? So I think the impact has gone above where we think it is. And Purdue in this region, like you said, it's set up perfectly for him. No Kevin McCullough, Hunter Dickinson. We already know what he about as far as Kansas. I think this not the best Gonzaga team that they ever going to see. I think Tennessee, you think of my guy Don Kinnick can score the ball, obviously. But he got a big fella at the rim. Like, you shoot a lot of jumpers. You about to shoot a lot of jumpers, Don. So, like, I do think they get to Kentucky. Like you said, in that Final Four, I got Kentucky coming out that region. And I ain't thought about how you just said it. But those guards better make some shots. Because Kentucky guards, them boys can go. Them boys can hoop. And they're young. And, like, younger players normally play better in a tournament because it's freer. Like, it's like they just get to hoop. Play ball, go to the hotel, come back. You know what I'm saying? So, that's going to be a good one. But I think if this is a tournament where – you just get a little bit of production from, like Fletcher make some shots. Like, you get Lance to make some shots. And then off the bench, Mason come in and get Cam. I think Cam and Miles, one of them will play more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They come in and make some shots. Nah, I'm with it. I got this, like you said, bro, this the year. This the year to do it. All the pieces falling together. You look back last year, only Zach Edey was all-conference guy. Now you got four all-conference guys. You got two All-Americans. Coach of the year. They're shooting at the second best 3-point shooting team in the country. I mean, nah, this is we got to shape it now. So I think we all kind of came to a consensus. We got Purdue. Oh, you had your Final Four, Keith. And for everybody listening in, real quick, Keith, KP, that's one of my big bros from Fort Wayne. He's a knucklehead, but he used to take care of me back in the days. So we'll say KP. I know everybody see me tweet about OGs and whatnot. KP, one of the originals. He one of the ones that took care of us back home. He always used to wear this ugly-ass blue shit. But I'll just let him I'll let him pick his four, though. KP, what's your final four?
I believe I had UConn, North Carolina, Purdue, and Houston.
Oh, that's what you said. Said you took all the one seeds.
All the one seeds.
Yeah, just like it. Just like a dude that loses all his bets on FanDuel.
I mean, I had Texas. I got Texas running down at the, you know what I'm saying? I got Texas.
No, we don't want to know nothing. You just care about North Carolina. Texas, you don't care about nobody
Tennessee
else.
And stuff. No, I got you know Texas. Who else I got?
You just better hope y'all see North Carolina State again, baby, because I'm going to get y'all out of here.
No, we're not worried about them again.
Shit, DJ, y'all better be worried about DJ Horn.
You see what we did to him twice in the season? It's hard to be seen three times.
No, and no, it ain't that hard. I don't believe
it's superstitious. Who did it this year?
I don't know what's going on with you in the weak ass ACC, weak ass league.
You can talk about the Big Ten. Who beat somebody three times in a row this year?
They ain't never played each other three times. Ain't nobody got to play each other three times. We don't do that. Head up, straight up, play your matchup.
Hey, Ray, before we get out of here, though, I do want to say that Northwestern FAU matchup, I want to see it. Jonell Davis from East Chicago.
I want to see it back. I can't wait because you already know how I feel about Boo Booey. Boo Booey wanna, and it ain't even like Boo Booey got down. He a baller on the court. Obviously, he didn't got better every year. Like you look at his 3-point percentage. Go look at Boo Booey's 3-point percentage from his freshman year to now. I mean, he was the leader in high major conferences in 3-point percentage as far as conference. I think he went from 32% from three. I think he had like 46 in conference. Like it's. That's crazy. But above all, bro, above all, and I don't know all this to be factual. I don't want to speak out of turn. This is just all hearsay from what I heard is that 2 years ago, and Pete and Keith know Pete Nance. Pete Nance came to North Carolina and go to the tournament. But anyway, two seasons ago, Northwestern came in 12th place in the Big Ten. I think 12th or 13th, right? Pete Nance transferred out, went to North Carolina. Ryan Young transferred out, went to Duke. And I've been in that locker room where as though you come in bottom of the league, I remember when bro was like, oh, I'm going to Memphis. I remember bro was like, oh, I'm transferring. I'm out of here. Like, see y'all. Like, it's going to get better for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes leave, especially when they go to a program that they think is better than yours. They kind of like, and I ain't going to say this about Ryan and Pete, but I know the feeling of the dudes shitting on us when they left. You know what I'm saying? They left us for dead. Like, aha, y'all ain't good enough to leave. And then I also know Boo could have, like, me in my position that time, I was only averaging like 4 points. I wasn't going to go nowhere. Like, Purdue is my best option. But Boo Booey in the NIL world, in the transfer portal world, he got offered a bag. I mean a bag. I'm talking about life-changing bag. Couple hundred, like hundreds of thousands. Bro turned it down, took less, said Chris, because you know Boo Booey tried to commit to like Massachusetts. He tried to commit, like UMass or something. In high school, he tried to commit. They told him no. They told him, nah, you can't commit. The coach of that school is now the analyst. He ain't no coach no more, so it worked out for Boo. But I will say, Chris Collins saw Boo Booey at an AAU tournament randomly. Wasn't even recruiting him. Was like, oh, I like this kid, right? Took a chance on him, brought him in. What did Boo Booey do in return? He could have left, went to a bigger school, went to the tournament guaranteed, got more money. My boy stayed. He said, my coach believed in me. I'm going to believe in him. And this from Chris Collins. If Chris Collins would have had another bad year, bro, he fired. Like, he gone. So, like, he came back, saved his coach career. Not just saved the career, but my boy took them to a tournament. You know what I'm saying? And then this season, came back again, could have left for more money, took him to another tournament. Like, I respect it, bro. He cut from a cloth that's old school, that's a character, that's a principles. So, my joy for Boo Booey is just because I don't want realness to die. Like, so when you got, especially in this world, when you got some realness going on off the court, this man looked out for it. He turned Chase Audis to a pro. Ty Berry might be a pro. Like, he changed the trajectory of Northwestern could be if they do it right. Because you a transfer right now, fifth-year guard. I go play at Northwestern.
Back.
Coach Collins at the guards. Who? Like, 5 years ago, ain't nobody thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? So, I know I went on a Boo Booey tangent. That's my guy, for sure. And like, you think of my boy, the mayor, I can't think of his name. Northwestern's, he was their best player before Boo. He got his jersey retired 40 years later, bro. 40 years later. Like, nah, that ain't cool. Like, I want Boo to get all his flowers while he's here. You just, like, you go outside Mackey Arena, you're going to see that Rick Mount statue. I want that Boo Booey statue because 100 years from now, if Northwestern's a basketball program, Facts. It's because of Boo Booey. So, nah, straight up. But that's going to be a crazy matchup. Boo Booey, Jono Davis, I just hope they go one-on-one all game long. And then that way it'd be a close game at the end and Boo Booey get him over the hump. Because both of them going to lose to UConn probably. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a fun game. But, yeah, straight up. I like Jono Davis, though. It's still crazy to me that, like, he played for Indy Heat. And them Indy Heat, like, how Jono Davis end up at FAU?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, how y'all ain't push him? Like, how somebody ain't say, nah, he won. So, I'm a big Jono Davis fan, too. That's going to be a good one. Any other games y'all looking forward to before we get out of here in your matchups?
I want to see. Yeah, we went through it. Because Kentucky got to run into Houston.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
I want to see that one too.
It's a few. Yeah. Hey, but low key, shout out to Brandon Newman, Western Kentucky. They get Marquette. He made another kid though. Made the right decision for best with him transferring out of Purdue. Worked out. Won the Coach Lush. Yep. Shout out to Coach Lush, the Purdue guy.
Yep.
I want to watch that game against Marquette. Yep. Even if they lose, I hope B Newman and Coach Lush have a good performance with that.
Facts. And that's what, you know what I'm saying, like Brandon Newman, that's what I enjoy about the transfer portal. Like, it just wasn't working out. Like, Payne was, like, they was bumping heads. Like, he's, you know what I mean? It just wasn't working out. And then he did it the right way.
Yeah.
He found somebody that know him, that he played. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go somewhere that you can be comfortable. And I shout out to Brandon Newman, like you just said. B found his way. We always knew B was going to find his way. And B going to be a pro. I think B going to be one of those dudes that just work his way to the next level, whether if it's overseas, in the league. B can hoop. B6'5", can shoot, can score. I like Brandon Newman. Shout out Brandon Newman. And while we doing that, shout out to Jalen Blackman.
Sir, Stetson, I want to see that too.
Wayne Zone, 43 points in their conference championship. He in the tournament. And then shout out my little homie, Michael Stevenson. They lost to Wagner last night, but he was on that team for Grambling State. He was in the tournament. Big Sidney Curry from Fort Wayne. He in the tournament with Grand Canyon. I hope obviously Luke Goody, Fletcher Lawyer, Caleb First, all the guys, Connor Caesar. For Wayne, for it to be such a small town, we got 7 dudes in the March Madness. Mm-hmm. And you look at Keon Brooks Jr., should have been Pac-12 Player of the Year. He another Fort Wayne kid. So I will say, shout out to the guys. Shout out Jono Davis. Shout out to all the guys that's making way and making their own way. But nah, until it's an exciting week. We got March Madness. We got Purdue tipping off. We got all the games tipping off tomorrow. Illinois going to get going. So until next time, we probably check in a couple times throughout the weeks now that we're going, giving some updates. But until then, from Keith, from Lou, from me, Lou Jack, I'm telling where they can find you.
Retweet, Ray. I'm probably Lou Jack _23. Just follow Ray. You end up seeing me on there.
And then, KP, what you got? What's your, you want to follow you?
They'll see all three posts, man. They'll see it all.
But nah, until next time, brother, we up, hammer down. It's the year for the championship. All the fans, enjoy it, embrace it. Don't overjump the fight. Don't get emotionally drunk. If Purdue is down 3 in the first game, I understand that the runs happen. Purdue is a good team. They're gonna find a way. Coach Painter, shout out to you. Shout out to Coach Brantley, assistant coach of the year. When Coach Brantley got to Purdue, if you was gonna tell me this is going to be the best assistant in the Big Ten one year, I'd have bet you $100. But shout out to Coach B. That's my guy. If it ain't for Coach B, AJ don't develop. Yeah. Zach don't develop. Biggie don't develop. Matt Harms. I mean, Isaac Haas. I mean, you got Zach Edey, obviously. Trevion Williams. I mean, it's long overdue. Coach B, one of the best coaches in the country. He'd probably be at Purdue the next 100 years. That's my guy. But until next time, boiler up, hammer down. All hell Purdue, Boilermaker Buzz, we out.